أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. This is the sixth chapter of the book Shahid Burunsi. And this is narrated by his friend Sayyid Kazim Husseini. We came across the situation of attack on Pawe city and the attack from the Kurd Khalk party. A group of soldiers from the Mashhad were heading towards the border for the fight. All the soldiers were extremely happy. No one was talking about staying back. Everyone was super excited to go to the front line. The problem started when Mr. Rustam announced that only 25 personnel from among us will go to the front line, and this will be decided by drawing names. Suddenly, the whole ambiance changed. Everyone seemed sad and worried. Everyone seemed worried, what if his name doesn't come up? Everyone wrote their names on the slip. I was sitting in the corner of the room with Abdul Hussein. I had lost all hope that my name would come up. With so many people enlisting themselves, it was quite distant that my name would come up. Suddenly, I heard someone crying bitterly. I turned towards Abdul Hussein and saw that tears were rolling down like a river from his eyes. I asked him, "Why are you crying?" He said, "I'm worried that what if my name doesn't come up? I would lose the opportunity to fight against the rebels of the Islamic Revolution." I was shocked. How can someone have such deep love and sincerity to fight against the enemies of Islam? It was hard for me to understand. With much hesitation, I said, "The intention matters the most. A person must have the right intention. That matters the most, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in the heart." He replied, "It's true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the true intention. However, to be blessed with the opportunity to actually participate is another thing." While still crying, he continued, "There's a difference between those who participated in the Battle of Badr and those who couldn't participate in it. And this difference will remain forever. There were many those who wanted to participate in the Battle of Badr, but they were not blessed with the opportunity. Either they were not there in the city of Medina at the time, or that they were sick and bedridden. Or for whatever reason, eventually, they were not able to participate in the battle. Remember, on the Day of Judgment, when the warriors of the Badr will be called upon to be rewarded, only those who participated will rise up." Finally, they started drawing the names of the people that would be going to the battlefield. And Burunsi's name came up. However, I was not among the fortunate ones to go to the battlefield. Then they returned from the border after 34 to 35 days. People already knew they were coming back, so people had all gathered to welcome them. There was a huge crowd that had gathered to welcome them. We struggled to get to the main section of Haram of Imam Raza alayhi salam to see all these soldiers. Abdul Hussein went upon the stage. He was still wearing his uniform and his helmet. Media was also present there. He started his speech. He would constantly give reference from the Holy Quran and Ahadith, and he was beautifully linking the incidents of Kurdistan with the verses of Holy Quran, and people were listening to him very carefully. He gave a detailed explanation about what has transpired in Kurdistan and also informed about the infiltrators and the traitors of the revolution, and finally invited people to come to Kurdistan to fight against the hypocrites and the enemies of Islam. Inshallah, we will cover the next topic in the subsequent chapter. Until then, iltimas-e dua, Khuda Hafiz.